It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, several big-ticket provisions in Governor Evers' proposed budget were cut by the legislature's budget committee along party-line votes. We'll learn more about the vote and what it could mean for the budget moving forward. First, it's Food Friday, and we're feeling just peachy about it. Not only is that because the sun is finally out, but we're going to talk about cooking with some of nature's candy, the peach. Your mind may go immediately to peach cobbler, canned peaches, or even peach brandy. But our next guest says the peach is much more versatile to cook with than you might think. Belinda Smith-Sullivan is a chef, food writer, and spice blends entrepreneur, and she's got a new cookbook out called Just Peachy. Belinda, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, what inspired you to write a cookbook focused on the peach?
Well, first of all, I live in Edgefield County, South Carolina, which is the peach capital of the South.
Ah.
Now, I know you might think Georgia is, but it's really South Carolina.
We know all about regional differences, shall we say, up here. So I can appreciate that. So you're surrounded by not just peaches, I'm guessing, but peach culture.
Absolutely. It's like living in the middle of an orchard.
Wow. Well, you write in your book about spending a lot of time on your grandparents' farm and canning peaches. Tell us more about that deep and long connection you have to the fruit.
Well, we used to spend all of our summers in Mississippi on my grandparents' farm. And all my grandmother did during the summer, it seemed at the time, you know, when you're a small child, was to can peaches and preserve peaches, and my grandfather made peach brandy. So it was a lot of fun for a small child at that time. And that love that I developed for peaches just never left me. And then years later, I would move to Edgefield County in South Carolina and discovered where I was really living. And just became obsessed with them and just started experimenting with a lot of different recipes using the peach.
Well, I'm guessing, too, that a fruit that has such a delicate skin and is ripened on the tree, that you probably get a lot of peaches in a very short amount of time. And so you have to do a lot of things with them quickly.
That's absolutely correct. And, again, we are just... Oh, goodness, just inundated with them all summer. And as you said, I mean, I personally can't go to a peach stand and buy one or two peaches. I usually buy a half a bushel and bring them home. And I have to admit, I eat half, and then the other half I have to use.
Well, before we talk about using, talking about eating them fresh, I know that some people peel peaches before eating them and some don't. I'd love to know where you come down on that.
I eat it right, you know, the way it is. I don't peel them before eating. I peel some of them when I'm making certain dishes or in applications, but for eating, no. And I would prefer not to even peel them. For instance, when I make my peach pie, I do not peel the peaches.
Mm,
but and it's a personal preference.
Yeah. All right. Well, you write about perfecting some of your mother's and grandmother's recipes, but you also say that no matter what, they never come out tasting just like when they made them. I think that is something that we can all relate to, trying to create those flavors, especially of childhood. What do you think it is about these peach recipes that are so hard for you to get exactly right?
Well, I think I was talking about my mother and my grandmother's peach pie, and over the years, I've experimented, and, you know, let me try this, let me try that. But again, mine never seemed to taste quite like theirs. And I sometimes wonder if it's just psychological. Mm. You know, mine are good. I'll have to brag about myself and say that they are good. But when I close my eyes and I think about my mother and my grandmother's peach pies and peach cobblers, there's just something there that's missing for me.
We're talking with Belinda Smith-Sullivan. She's a chef, food writer, and spice blends entrepreneur, and her new cookbook is Just Peachy. And Belinda, when is peach season exactly?
Well, in my county, this week, the growers just started picking this Monday, and they'll be flooding the market this weekend.
And how long does it last?
We go from mid-May to about mid-September.
Mm.
Now, in the more northern states, I know that the season starts a little later, but we always have peaches just before Memorial Day in my area.
Well, and as you said, we do tend to think of peaches as being from the southeast in those states, but you just also mentioned the northern growing season. How far spread is peach cultivation in the U.S.?
Peaches are grown in the 48 contiguous states.
Really?
The only two states in the U.S. where there are no peaches are obviously Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm really surprised because I do think of them as needing really hot summers, but maybe there are different cultivars that can do better in our northern climates up here?
Absolutely, absolutely. And even in the South, you think, as you mentioned, you need really, really warm weather. We need to get X number of freezing days, even in our area, in order for the peaches to really develop their good flavor.
Wow. Well, that's news to me. And so I know this is probably politically a very sensitive question, being where you are, but other than right in your area, where are the best peaches?
Well, you just said it.
I've heard Colorado peaches are very good. Is that something you've heard as well?
You know, I'm not familiar with their peaches. Now, I know New Jersey and Pennsylvania have very good peaches as well.
Wow.
Yes.
So they do come from all over the country.
From all over the country.
Well, when we're at a grocery store, maybe a farm stand, and there are those gorgeous looking peaches, mm-hmm. what do we need to look for to make sure that they're great tasting peaches when we choose them?
Oh, I don't know if there's a surefire way of doing that, but you want to look for peaches that are firm but not hard. You want to look at the color, that it's consistent. Those are the two things that I look at, and I actually smell them.
And is that smelling at the stem end?
I'm sorry, could you say again?
Do you smell it at the stem end like you might do, say, for a melon?
Yes, yes. And if it smells like a peach, then chances are that the flavor is going to be there, you know, that sugar content. If it doesn't smell like a peach, I probably wouldn't purchase that one.
And peaches are a fruit that I think of as being pretty delicate, easily bruised. Are they often picked before they're ripe so that they do have a little more hardness to them to protect them? Is that something we need to make sure that we're not getting one that was picked too early?
The growers do pick them before they're at the heart of you know ripeness, mm-hmm. ripeness. They pick them. They're taken to the shed. They're immediately rinsed and they're defuzzed, and then they're shipped to the supermarket. They usually, from the time they're picked to the time they get to the supermarket, is only about 3 days. And during those 3 days, they do have an opportunity to ripen a little bit. You will find when you shop for them in the supermarket, there are going to be some that are less ripe than others. And that's kind of done on purpose, too, so that they don't rot while they're in the supermarket. But when you're choosing them to take home with you, you want to get those that are a little bit more ripe than unripe.
Let's go to the phones. And Nancy in Milwaukee is up. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. As a child, I ate the pickled peaches that my mother made. And I thought they were just wonderful. And I would like you to discuss how to possibly make them.
Wow. So, Nancy, I have to ask you, I've never heard of pickled peaches. What do they taste like?
Well, the liquid is something similar to what you would taste with a pickled beet.
Hmm.
It's sweet and sour. But I don't know the ratio of sugar to vinegar.
Wow. Well, thanks for introducing me to that, Nancy. And Belinda, is pickling peaches something that you've done?
Well, Nancy, you got me at an advantage here, too, because I have not had pickled peaches myself. And it's, not a recipe that I have in the book. And I'm afraid to tell you that I'd have to do some more research on that.
Wow. Well, I'm guessing, Belinda, that you're going to be doing that soon. Nancy, if you have a recipe or any kind of idea of it, send it along to us at ideas@wpr.org. And I have to say, Belinda, I am not surprised that someone from Milwaukee was pickling peaches, because with all the Poles and Germans here in Wisconsin, we pickle just about anything.
But I tell you, it sounds excellent. I mean, I'd love to try that myself.
Are there a lot of different varieties of peaches out there, Belinda? And are there some that are better for different types of dishes?
Yes, there are several varieties. If you'll look in my book, first of all, there are three basic varietals of peaches. There are the early peaches that we call clingstones. There are the mid-season peaches that are semi-freestone, which means they pull away easily from the from the stone. And then there are the late season that are just totally freestone peaches. The early peaches, the clings, are good for like eating and canning. The semi-freestones are good for baking and pickling, Nancy. They're good for pickling. And the late season peaches are good for grilling. If you've ever had grilled peaches on, say, you know, a side of a steak or a pork chop or something like that, those are the ones. They're really hardy. They hold up to the grilling process. But there are several hundreds of varietals of peaches.
We're talking with Belinda Smith Sullivan right now. She's a chef, food writer, and spice blends entrepreneur. And she has a new cookbook out. It is called Just Peachy. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite dish to cook that uses peaches? What questions do you have about cooking with peaches? Are you a canner? Do you have a question for Belinda about using peaches in maybe unusual ways? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Right now, we continue the conversation about cooking with peaches with Chef Belinda Smith Sullivan. Her new cookbook is titled Just Peachy. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite memory about eating or cooking something with peaches? Did your parents or grandparents use that fruit in their cooking? Have you had any good peaches yet this year? And what peachy questions do you have for our guest about cooking with that delicious fruit? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Now, of course, fresh peaches are divine, Belinda, but there's a lot of the year when that's just not an option, especially up here in the north. Sure. Are frozen peaches ever a good substitute for fresh peaches?
They are the best substitute for fresh peaches. Absolutely.
And what about canned peaches?
You can use canned peaches are very good in peach pies. But if it's something I'm going to cook on the stove or bake, I will I prefer to use the frozen peaches.
Is that a matter of texture mostly?
Yes, it's a matter of texture. If you have access to peaches during the summer, which you do, and if you want to spend the time, you can freeze your own peaches so that you have them throughout the year, and that's what I do. As we're coming to the end of the peach season, when all of the great freestones are available, I take them home, a couple of bushels, and I'll spend a day or two just freezing them.
And how do you do that? What's the process so we know what to do when we get all those great peaches in the summer?
It's a lot easier than you think. What I do is, and I prepare them different ways. I will peel some. I will not peel others. I will have them. I will slice some. I will just chop some. And what I do is I spread them out on a parchment-lined sheet pan and stick them in the freezer for about 4 hours, let them get hard, and then I put them in Ziplocs or in the vacuum-sealed bags.
And that's
it? That's it. It's so easy.
That does sound easy.
Yes, and that way you, and the reason I freeze them first before I bag them is that they're loose, and you can just use as many or as few as you want or as you need.
Well, let's get to some recipes because my mouth is watering just thinking about peaches, but now I want to know how to cook with them. So first of all, in your book, Just Peachy, where did you draw from to compile all these recipes?
It's something that I've been working on since I moved to our area about 18 years ago. As I said, during the summer, every summer, I would just experiment with different peaches and develop recipes for my own use. And then after culinary school, I had amassed so many recipes, I said, you know, I think this would make a good book. When I was doing my own experiment, I couldn't find a peach cookbook that would give me all of the resources that I needed, how to can, how to freeze, how to do this, how to do that. And so it's something that I just had to work at compiling trial and error by myself. And I thought just maybe someone else could, you know, is one looking for this information and can use it. And so that is how the book came about.
Well, Belinda, I want to get to your recipes, but I love our WPR listeners. We have someone who has some information about pickled peaches on the line. So let's go to Steve from Madison. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Happy that you called in to tell us about pickled peaches.
Well, first off, a question for your guest. I missed hearing where she is from, where her peach growing expertise is.
Belinda?
South Carolina, Edgefield County.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay. Yeah, definitely had good peaches from South Carolina. Well, I grew up in Southern California, 1960s, and there were the town I lived in, we didn't grow them commercially, but they had been growing a lot in the area, lots of peach orchards and walnut. And we had several trees on our property, and my mom did do the pickling of the peaches. And aside from the discussions of the sugar, vinegar, I can't give you proportions at all, but there was one key ingredient that made them super special, and that is that she would peel the whole peaches and then stick whole cloves into the meat of the peach. And so what you got was this really cool combination of the peach flavor plus that warm, spicy note from the cloves. That's one of my real strong memories about my mom's pickled peaches, and I wish we had recipes for it. But I remember that one of the yellow peach varieties that we had, she described as Alberta with a E-L.
Yes.
Yeah,
a very good peach.
Thank you so much for that, Steve. So it sounds, Belinda, like we'll still have to play around with the proportions of vinegar and sugar, but putting, you know, studding those peaches with cloves is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. And that goes so well. Remember you asked me about varietals?
Yes.
And I mentioned the late season peaches, the Freestone.
Yes.
Albertas are Freestone peaches. So, and they're very hearty, and they hold up to the flavor of the cloves.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for giving us more information on that. Belinda, I want to talk about your recipe for blackberry peach buckle, and that recipe is up at WPR.org/Food Friday, so we can all try it. Tell us about that recipe.
The buckle is, first of all, I have a section called Just Pies. Most people just think a pie is a pie is a pie. Well, pies have a history. And the buckle is what I call the almost forgotten pie in America. It was the precursor to it's a precursor to one of the early pies that the settlers brought over. And again, it's a combination almost of a cake and a pie, because you put in the pan, you put the fruit on the bottom, you pour the layer of cake on the top, and as it cooks, the fruit rises up through the dough and ends up on top of it.
Ah,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's a very impressive dessert to make. The coffee cake, that was what I was trying to think of. It's the precursor to the what we know today is called coffee cake.
Well, certainly we think of peaches and other fruits as being in sweet recipes, but peaches especially can be really good in unexpected savory dishes. And you actually have a recipe that is also up at WPR.org/Food Friday for spinach peach omelet. That is a very unusual combination.
It seems as if some of the recipes in which I use peaches are strange. But if you think about the flavor profile that's going on there, spinach is somewhat bitter, and the peaches just helps to round out that flavor. And it's almost like it's packaged inside of a little, you know, egg roll, so to speak. So, yeah, the flavor is amazing. And the flavor profile is, I think, one that you'd find quite unique.
I actually am very intrigued by that. I'm going to have to try that. I have had dishes with a variety of fruits in them that are meat-based. What advice do you have for pairing meats with peaches?
Well, there are several entrees in the book. For instance, peach-stuffed pork chops. Peaches pair very, very well with pork chops. It's almost like it's a marriage made in heaven. They go very well with your baked or stewed chicken dishes. I even pair them grilled with steaks. So they're just oh my goodness, salmon and with a, say, like a...
some kind peach, of a sauce?
With a peach relish.
Ah. Yeah. Well, and Chris on Facebook said that she likes using peach chutney with baked chicken or pork. So that kind of fits in with what you're describing as well.
Mm-hmm. Peach chutney. Chutneys and relishes are nice because they have those other, the aromatics in them, like the onions and bell peppers and things like that. Yeah. That, again, marry very well with the peach flavor.
So, Belinda, I have to ask you about one recipe that you have, peach guacamole. How did you come up with that?
Well, about 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to make a peach mango guacamole. An avocado mango guacamole. And it just seemed natural to me to come next, that if mango went very well with avocado, then surely, peaches would as well.
Wow. Well, that too sounds really intriguing. And I could see the peach kind of cutting some of the richness of a traditional avocado guacamole as well.
Yes. Now, it will be, because of the texture of the peach, it's not going to be as smooth as some people would prefer their guacamoles. I happen to prefer my guacamole chunky, and that's exactly what you get when you marry the avocado with the peach. You're going to get that chunkiness.
One quick question before we have to let you go. Mm-hmm. When you're grilling peaches, like you said, to go next to something like a steak, how are you preparing it before putting it on the grill?
I don't put anything on mine. I just have it. I make sure that I oil the surface of the grill so that the peach doesn't stick, and just put it right on the surface, on the grate.
Well,
and you can do that either quartered or just half them.
Half is probably better for not losing it between the grate.
There you go. And I definitely would not peel them.
All right. Yeah, to hold it together too. Belinda, thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to talk with you today.
You too, Judith. Thank you so much for having me.
We talked with Chef Belinda Smith-Sullivan about her new cookbook, Just Peachy, and all the different and sometimes unexpected ways we can cook with the fruit.